This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Wayne Allen Root back to the show. He is the founder of Winning Edge, former Libertarian VP nominee, multiple number one best-selling author, including the new book, Trump Rules. Learn Trump rules and tools of MAGA success and wealth from the greatest warrior and winner in history. Wayne, welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, Jason. Let me show everybody the book, actually. It's a beautiful cover, and I think it's worth seeing. And so Trump Rules, this is my new book, and it's very, very, very unusual. And I guess that's what this interview will be about. It's not the typical person writing a book about Trump. This is my lifelong association with Trump and what it did for me. The book is really like side by side what Trump's rules did for Trump and what Trump's rules did for Wayne Root, a little son of a butcher from the wrong side of the tracks from a dead end street on the Bronx borderline. And it changed my life. I've been studying Trump since I'm 18 years old and a freshman in college. And I really do believe that every miracle in my life has come from studying Trump and modeling Trump and using the Trump rules, which I've kept notes on for 40 years and finally put into a book.
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, before half the country decided to hate him for whatever reason they've decided on that, you know, he used to really be a role model and people looked up to him and thought that was a great model of success. It's amazing what he accomplished. I mean, I remember I read his most famous book, The Art of the Deal, when I was 24 years old, and it really helped me think bigger and expanded my thinking. And I thought it was fascinating. When did the book come out?
Let me give you a quick example of what you just said. I was giving a speech on wealth and success, American style, in Johannesburg, South Africa. I used to speak all over the world, not on politics, on business and sale. Yeah. And I gave a speech in Johannesburg, South Africa. It's far away from
I've been to Johannesburg.
There you go. 24-hour plane flight, longest flight in the world. And that's from Atlanta. I had a flight to Atlanta from Las Vegas. So really a 27-hour day. Yeah.
I did that flight from, I think I left from Cape Town or no, maybe we left from Johannesburg to London and then London to LAX. So it's a long flight.
Long way. Yeah. And I remember on the way back from the speech to the airport, the conference hired a limo for me. The limo driver was of course, black South African. And he was sitting in the front seat listening to radio and they were talking about Donald Trump. This was 2015. And Trump was just announced he was running for president. And I said to him, you care about American politics? And he said, oh, only because of Mr. Donald Trump. And I said, what do you know about Donald Trump in the middle of South Africa, a black limo driver living in poverty in South Africa? What do you know about Donald Trump? Oh, my gosh, I want to be rich one day. I want to own limousines. He's my hero. I watch his show Apprentice every single week. And you're the luckiest people in the world. He will be president of your country and he will make you prosperous just like he's helping me to think and be prosperous. And I thought that's the next president of the United States. I endorse now, that's next president's history.
Now, isn't that interesting? Compare that to this leftist tripe about, you know, he's a racist and all of this stuff, right? All of this social justice warrior political correctness silliness, right? Versus you have when you get out of the country and you have a black person who thinks Trump is a great model of success.
Right.
That's just unbelievable versus, you know, these millennials that have been brainwashed by the, you know, college government debt enslavement complex here we have in the US and this crazy school system we have. Well, these world leaders prematurely congratulating Joe Biden what they're really doing is congratulating themselves, because now they know there's a sheep in the White House, potentially, you know, someone that will just roll over and sell Americans out and sell their jobs down the river with bad trade agreements. Trump wouldn't do that. And that's why they didn't like him, because, you know, he was really, you know, the American people liked him, the ones that get it, right? But of course, the other side of the table that you're negotiating with, your opposing party, whether it be China or the EU or, you know, the NATO bloc or whatever, right? They know that Trump wants the best deal for America, right? That's the one thing it's hard to doubt, is that he loves the country.
Well, you mentioned, you know, those on the other side and Americans like Trump, blah, blah, blah. Here's the two sides. What's interesting is, and it's not exact, of course. Of course, there's some exceptions. But for the most part, every human being I meet that is a legal American citizen, born in America or legally came here, and they work for a living and they pay taxes or they own their own small business, is for Trump, 90% or more. And every person I meet who's on welfare, food stamps, disability, not because they're disabled, because they don't want to work, right? If they're on one of those categories, they don't like Trump. So the entire opposition is all the people of America. There's now over 100 million Americans who collect some form of a welfare check. They're all against Trump. And all the people who work for a living and pay into the system are for Trump. Yeah. It's really that clear. That's the dividing line. Yeah. It's not white or black. The media wants you to believe it's white against black. It's really not. What it is anyone who works against anyone who doesn't work, and it's anyone who's legal and born here or came here the right way, versus all the illegal aliens. That's the demarcation line.
I think there's actually more to it than that, and I think you'll agree, but that is certainly a big segment, absolutely. But additionally, it's those who can benefit, those in the corporatocracy, like, you know, Biden is going to appoint, you know, an Airbnb executive to his cabinet, right? Well, what do you think the legislation is going to be in terms of Airbnb, right? It's going to be favorable to them, obviously.
Very favorable.
So it's anybody who's on the take. Right. It may be on the take in terms of welfare. It may be on the take in terms of corporate welfare.
Or government contracts.
And there's one other class of people. There's these, like, you know, people, number one, these sort of elitist leftist people who really can afford to be hypocritical.
Right.
There's the tech monopolist, and then there's the guilty group, you know, who thinks that, like, America is evil and this is a wicked country. And
I'm a witness to that group. You know, I went to Columbia University. Remember, that's my whole story, is that I was a SOB, son of a butcher from the wrong side of the tracks, graduated valedictorian, not because I'm smart, because I worked my ass off and hustled and got straight A pluses and studied while other people were doing drugs and partying. And that's the whole key to life. You know, that's in my book, Trump Rules. Trump teaches you he's the hardest working man I've ever seen. Look at the lesson from this election. If it holds, sadly, tragically, and I don't know that it'll hold. If there's anyone who could overturn what happened, it's Trump. But the odds are long, you know, because you've got the courts against you and the judges against you and all the law firms against you. You can't even find a good lawyer outside of Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. There's no good lawyer in the entire country that will represent Trump, because they're all afraid to lose all their business with government contracts and government people. And so they're all afraid of the repercussions of being blackballed. But the reality is that it's all about hard work. And down the home stretch, here's the sad lesson we learned. Down the home stretch, during the whole campaign, but down the home stretch as well, Joe Biden was hiding in the basement with a mask on. Never out there. Never campaign. He's the only person in history they actually want us to believe he got the most votes in history without campaigning. When he had to, 10 people showed up.
That's
amazing. Down the stretch, Trump, after beating COVID, within days,
he's out and about.
Five events a day with 50,000 people, 25 inside and 25,000 outside that couldn't even get in. And you expect me to believe that man who worked his butt off for the United States of America and risked his life after COVID, working like a dog, 24 hours a day, doing superhuman events from early morning to evening, and won over the respect of the American people? You want me to believe that man lost to the guy who was hiding in a basement in Delaware that wouldn't come out? And when he did come out, had 10 people at rallies and couldn't speak three sentences without losing all, being confused and losing all connection to reality. He's got dementia. Everybody knows it.
That is truly an objective statement you just made, by the way. It's not a partisan statement. It's just, those are just factual statements. The Biden election, if it happened, and we don't know yet, doesn't pass the sniff test.
No. No,
you know,
it
just doesn't
on
pass.
On a thousand levels. By the way, Jason, let me give you two more that don't pass sniff test. In my lifetime, and I'm now 59 years old, in my almost six decades of life, I've never gone to bed with a Republican losing and finding ballots overnight by the thousands and winning. Any Republican that loses on election night loses. But somehow we're supposed to believe that Democrats are always losing on election night and they find hundreds of thousands of mysterious ballots the next day and the next following days. And 3 weeks later, they're the winner. You know, Trump was leading by a mile in Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And suddenly there's millions of ballots found out of the blue showing up in vans in the middle of the night. Impossible. Number one. Number two, it's impossible that Biden, without campaigning, got the most votes in history, more than Obama. He can't even speak. He got more than Obama. Impossible. I'm trying to be nice to Democrats. And last but not least, he actually, the newest study's out. Biden underperformed Hillary Clinton everywhere in the country, except the four cities run by 100% Democrats who came up with a million ballots in the middle of the night to beat Trump. Philadelphia, that they stole Pennsylvania. Detroit, they stole Michigan. Milwaukee, they stole Wisconsin. And Atlanta, they stole Georgia. That's the only place he outperformed Hillary by a mile, by over 70% more than Hillary, was in four cities that gave four states to Biden that determined the election. And he was losing in all four of those states until those cities manufactured hundreds of thousands of ballots in the middle of the night. And here's one more. In every one of those places in those states, Republicans won everything else except the presidency, which means they were in a rush to fill out a million ballots in the middle of the night. So they just checked Biden and they signed. Biden and they signed.
Right.
They never went down the ballot. So
I know.
Nobody else
that's,
won.
That's so suspicious. Like, right. Wouldn't you vote at least for a few other things besides?
No time.
You know,
no time.
A lot of things don't pass the sniff test. There's no question about it.
No, but wait, let me tell you something. I told everybody this for the last few days. Because of the Trump rules I've studied for all these years, 40 years, since I'm 18 years old in college, 41 years, I've studied Donald Trump. And modeled Donald Trump. One thing I knew from day one, everyone expected him to concede. The pressure is so enormous to concede and not admit it was a stolen election, not look like a bad loser, not ruin his legacy and his reputation, just walk away and start a TV network, which is probably what he'll wind up doing if he loses, is he'll start a TV network and he'll destroy Fox News and he'll be the number one TV host in America. And
I think Fox News might have destroyed themselves already.
They destroyed themselves.
They still have a couple great hosts. There's no question.
Tucker Carlson. And I expect to be on Trump's TV network. So believe me when I tell you, if he forms a TV network, I expect to be one of the stars of it.
And to go back to your prior comments, it is, you know, I didn't mention it before when we were talking about his campaigning, but I cannot believe how much energy that man has.
Amazing. 74 years old.
He has an incredible amount of energy. I mean,
I think I have a little too, so I even got that from him.
Yeah.
I mean, life is about energy. I'm telling you, those with energy succeed. Those who don't have it don't. And you go, well, Wayne, you're born with it. No, you're not. You manufacture it. No one has ever hustled more than me or worked harder than me to be the person I am. For the last 40 years, I've worked out 2 hours a day in the gym. And every once in a while, I miss a day. And I'm saying maybe 10 times a year, I miss a day. 360 plus days a year, I might work out 350. So I miss 10 days a year. On those days, subconsciously, I forgot. I got up quick. I had something to do. I never worked out. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I go, oh, shoot, why am I so tired? I forgot to work out today.
Right.
The difference is unbelievable. I take 100 vitamin pills a day, all of them having to do with energy, and I work out 2 hours a day, and I eat the perfect diet that doesn't slow me down. So I've worked hard my whole life to have energy. It's not natural.
Sure.
Yeah, I manufactured it. And without energy, people don't want to be around you. When you have energy, everybody wants to plug into your electric socket, and they want some of what you've got.
A lot of that energy comes from passion and belief, too, and that's certainly true. Well, you know, let's switch gears now and talk about where do we go from here? Things are up in the air. Certainly, we're going to know by December at the latest, okay?
Right.
You know, what happens next, Wayne?
Well, I mean, we either find out that Trump was, the election was stolen from Trump, and he's got the goods, he's got the proof. If you listen to his attorneys, Rudy, he's only got three main attorneys, because he can't find anybody. So three people are running the whole show, even though he needs hundreds. You can't find any law firms in the United States that will represent Trump because they're scared of being blackballed and losing their business. So he's got Rudy Giuliani. He's got Sidney Powell, who's General Flynn's lawyer. And he's got Lynn Wood, the great class action lawyer, who I believe is a billionaire out of Atlanta, Georgia, probably the most brilliant lawyer in America. And the three of them swear they've got hard evidence that the election was stolen. Look, we'll find out. I've said in my Parler tweets, my Parler posts, which is now becoming much more popular than Twitter. If you're a conservative, leave Twitter and go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. And I've got 60,000 fans there in a matter of weeks now. So I'll be at 100,000 before the year is out. So Parler's much better than Twitter. And they let you say whatever you want. They're not conservative. They just do not, you know, ever edit or censor speech. Whatever you say, other than threaten violence, you're allowed to say. And so that's good for conservatives. And so I've said, look.
Well, that's good for everybody, actually.
That's good for everybody.
That should be good for everybody.
It is, but
that's not that's not the way the left would view it.
Right. But the owner of Parler was on my show a few weeks ago, and I asked him, what's the breakdown of conservatives versus liberals? Even though you're not a conservative platform, he said, we're a free speech platform, and anybody can talk, liberal, conservative, communist. I don't care what you are. You have a right to speak, and we'll never censor you. But our breakdown is like 80% conservative. So when you give free speech, conservatives come. When you limit free speech, liberals go to Twitter. It's all liberal now. That's the problem with Twitter. It's all liberals out to destroy conservatives like me. So the point of my conversation was that Parler's good. You can get your message out. And I made the post. I put out the post and I put the message out at Parler several times in the last week. Look, you all know I love Trump. You all know I believe in Trump. You all know I think Trump was great for America, and this was a tragic mistake to go back to the Obama-Biden economy. But there's only one way he's going to overturn the election. Does he have the evidence, yes or no? This is not about debate or a good talker. This is proof. Either you have it or you don't. And I hear Giuliani saying they have it. I hear Lynn Wood saying they have it. I hear Sidney Powell saying they have it. Show it to the American people. Stop saying you've got it. We want to see the evidence.
But remember, even if they expose everything prior to exposing it in court, right, which could be a risky strategy. That's the typical thing. You know, most lawyers will tell you,
right,
I can't discuss it because there's pending litigation.
Well, then they better have the goods in court. That's all I'm saying. Right. They're going to give it to the American because you need to win us over, or you better present it in court fast. But don't tell me you have it if you don't, because I don't want the hype, but I don't want the hyperbole. I just want to know that the election really was stolen. You've really got the evidence. You've really got witnesses. And I want to know it's going to be overturned. Don't tell me about it. Show me. So either show me in person on the media or show me in court. But they better have the real goods or they'll all look like fools. That's all I can say.
Yeah. And the reality we live in, sadly, is that whatever evidence they produce will not be shown on the mainstream media.
Right.
They will continue to, you know, to say the narrative that there is no evidence. They're just going to keep doing that.
So the number one rule of my book, the number one chapter, was winning is everything. That's Trump believes coming in second out of 12 million people, you're a loser. He only wants to win. And yet, if you're a risk taker, you know, to win, you have to be a risk taker. When you take risks, sometimes you lose. Trump's lost a lot in his life. So my number two chapter is failing your way to the top. And that's what, you know, funny enough, the proof that I follow the Trump rules is my career has been exactly like Trump. I've achieved miracle after miracle in my life with the Trump rules, but I've also failed a lot. There's no way you can't fail if you're a risk taker. Not every business works. And my first book in 1997 was called The Joy of Failure. So I've been following this philosophy for all these years. The second chapter in Trump rules is failing your way to the top. Trump has failed like 100 times. But what the media doesn't acknowledge, Jason, is that it's because he succeeded 900 times. If you're 900 for 1,000, you're batting 900 and you're going to the Hall of Fame. And yet the media doesn't recognize that. I list all his failures, but I list all the monstrous successes. Yeah. So chapter one's about winning. He's the best winner ever. Chapter two's about losing and failing. He's one of the biggest failures ever. But he failed his way to the top. You need to understand that in the real world. To be successful. The third chapter that's...
As I always say, Wayne, by the way, you know, if you want to succeed more often, it's a pretty easy equation. Just increase your failure rate.
That's it. And the same thing with hate. You know, if you want to succeed more often, make sure more people hate you. Because if you don't talk, everyone loves you. But as soon as you have an opinion, there's lots of haters out there. But
By the way, let me just mention that, okay? What the left just will not compare, and they forget all the time, is, do you know how many people hated Gandhi and Martin Luther King
and Winston Churchill, George Washington, who
changed the world,
Abraham
has been hated by so many people? They have encountered incredible opposition and hatred.
Right.
So this is no different. That's what happens when you're a disruptor.
Jason, my third chapter is the most important one. It's called Screw the Critics. So after winning is everything and then fail your way to the top, the third one is Screw the Critics. If that doesn't describe Trump after 40 years of knowing him, if I haven't hit him a bullseye, you know, the more you criticize and the more he says screw you and he gives you the middle finger. He couldn't care less what all the idiot critics think, because critics, no statue's ever been built to honor a critic. Right, statues are built by men who fight and women who fight and ignore the critics and don't worry about the odds. And that's why Trump's the winner. And so he's the only guy that ever could have withstood the pressure to not concede, or I should say the pressure to concede and not concede. He's the only one ever that would have lasted this long. And I think he'll fight all the way to the end. What happens after that is up to the Supreme Court, not up to me or Trump. So if he's got the goods, he still could be the only guy in history to ever overturn it. Number two, he could be the only guy who ever leaves the presidency and builds a better career after the presidency if he loses. Now, that would be a defeat for all of us. Bad for capitalism, bad for entrepreneurship, bad for business and the economy and jobs. If he's not the president, Biden and Kamala Harris's nightmare for all of us, that's the Trump rules. He's always got to win. There's always an out and there's always a way to win. And anybody can develop these rules. And I wrote the book to prove to you it's not Donald Trump. It's Wayne Root against Donald Trump. And I used the rules. And this little son of a butcher pulled off all these miracles myself because of studying and living and modeling these rules.
Yeah. Wayne, give out your website.
Sure. It's rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. That's what I do all day. I fight and root for this country. But more importantly, Jason, is Amazon.com, because that's the place to get all the books nowadays. There's nowhere else to go.
Should we be scared that Amazon, I mean, they're already censoring people. Amazon censors people, too. Yeah. And Jeff Bezos hates Donald Trump with
his passion. He does, but he lets me sell my book, and it's number one in a lot of categories. So, you know, that's the thing about me. I'm like Trump. Trump can hate you. He hates Fox News. And yet if they ask him to come on Fox and Friends, he'll be on this morning. I can hate Jeff Bezos and I can hate Amazon, but yet they're great at selling books.
Right.
And
I'm just talking about the big picture.
I know. Big picture's bad for entrepreneurship. Yeah. Forget about Trump. The Amazon's bad for entrepreneurship. He puts all the little guys out of business.
It's terrible. Yeah.
It's terrible. But it still is the only mechanism now, platform, that allows you to sell your book and become a bestseller. And so I'm like Trump. I'm a pragmatist and a realist. And I go for it and I use it. And hey, I'm using him and he's using me. He hates Trump.
But in the big picture, Wayne, we ought to be concerned about that. Because,
I'm concerned about all the big business, Jason. They're all no good. Walmart, you know, go back 20 years. Number one corporation in America to be on the side of conservatives and Republicans, Walmart. Fast forward to today, they couldn't stand us. They supported Obamacare. Yeah. They're bad news. They hate Trump, too. All these companies are giving money to Black Lives Matter that has nothing to do with Black people, has to do with communism and Marxism and bringing down America and keeping men out of the role of head of the household. Yeah. Black Lives Matter is a terrible organization.
Because they're trying to make people more dependent on government. That's it.
That's the whole goal. So they're all troublesome. And they've all given their money to Black Lives Matter out of extortion and intimidation and being scared to death of a nationwide boycott of their company. But they gave money to the very people whose goal in life is to destroy capitalism and bring their company down. They're fools. They're paying the devil, the enemy, to take them down. So I'm concerned about all big business.
Yeah, especially big tech. I mean, that's especially the one.
Well, they censor me every day. So I understand that, Jason. Believe me. No one knows better than me. I have 126,000 fans at Twitter. And at this very moment we do the interview, I'm suspended by Twitter, which is insane. And you know why they suspended me? It wasn't because I put a tweet out that said something terrible or threatened violence or said something disgusting about someone. I put out a tweet and said, it's very obvious that all over the country, lockdowns for COVID are coming again. And they didn't work anywhere in the world. They've never worked anywhere in the world. A lockdown and a closure of the economy can never kill a germ. Just as many people get sick, but you kill the spirit of the people and you destroy the entrepreneurs and the small business owners and the restaurant owners. Don't do it. It doesn't work. They suspended me for that tweet. They said misleading medical information.
Unbelievable.
Even though the facts are lockdowns don't work, never have worked. And every state that locked down in America before is having a massive resurgence.
And it is, again, it is, you know, forget about the issue at hand, but the issue is big tech. The fact right. that you have no recourse, you cannot sue them and hold them right. liable for that right. is absolutely.
And a mistake by change. Trump. That's Trump's biggest mistake. His two biggest mistakes, by the way, and I love him. And he's my hero. Doesn't mean he's not human. He's flawed like everyone else. He made two terrible mistakes in his 4 years. Everything else I love. He never managed somehow, some way, any way possible to get voter ID for federal elections. We would have won this election by a landslide if you could prove someone was really the person voting. So you didn't have dead voters and fake ballots and homeless people voting in multiple states and illegal aliens voting by the millions. He never got voter ID and he never stopped big tech. He should have broken up big tech or stopped them from the minute you censor somebody for political reasons, you lose that license to no longer be sued and that protected status. He had to get that accomplished in 4 years and he never did. And that's one of the reasons why he lost. That'll be the reason they censored us down the home stretch. So there are the two.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, thanks for sharing this with us today. And it's good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, HartmanMedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own. And if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.